This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, despite the 3-2 loss of the Yankees last night, the Guardians had a solid performance from one Tanner Bibee, who went 6 1/3 inning last night. Had a good start before giving up the two back-to-back homers to lead off the top of the 7th inning. Manager Stephen Vogt last night was asked in the post-game press conference whether on his decision to send Bibee back out for that 7th.
He was cruising. This is one of his best outings of the year. So Tanner had looked good up until that point. So no, not even a thought to not send him back out.
And I'm with you guys.
Hell yeah.
I think it's more frustration that it happened, but I would have sent him out for that 7th.
I would have sent him out there as well. I'm glad you want to let it ride. Because you don't want to take the ball out of his hands when he's pitching really well. Plus, remember, you go back to what happened with the Angels game or Angels series. On Friday, you lose that series, but if you go back, you see how many pitchers they threw out there the Angels had to? So you end up having a better chance to win on Saturday and Sunday, which they did because they can't go to some of those arms the way they wanted to in the bullpen. So if you're the Guardians, you're thinking, all right, we're right here in the thick of things. It's a 1-1 game now. He's pitched well. You're going up against a guy that everybody knows kills you in Rodon. So then you go out there in the 7th, you roll the dice, it didn't go your way. It's an unfortunate thing to happen, but you don't want to keep throwing out there a bunch of different pitchers because maybe that's going to be able to help you coming up tonight and tomorrow night.
He did that last year, first game in Yankee Stadium, his first time managing there last year, and that was the game that Class A went 2 innings.
Yes.
And it was so important for him to win that, and it felt like they sacrificed the whole series to get that one win because they wanted to establish the win at the beginning of the series. And then they played horribly, and they pitched horribly after that. I think that's a lesson learned from last year for him, especially going in there.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And I just look at the 6 going through Judge, Bellinger, Goldschmidt. There's like 14 All-Star games between them. There's like $500 million paid out.
Multiple MVPs.
And he just rifled through, you know, that part of the order. I think he was at 91 going into the 7th, and it was just 14 pitches to go 1-2-3 in the 6. To me, it made sense. I got to tell you, it stinks losing a game. You certainly wasn't one of those situations like, man, before the game, it's totally wrong. I'm like, they're going to have to score runs. No, they only had to score 4 to win this game, which is pretty incredible in that stadium, the way the balls just get out of there. But I am getting more and more confident about this team's chances to make a run. I thought, honestly, about 3 weeks ago, I'm like, this seems like either the worst best team or the best worst team in baseball. I couldn't figure it out. Now, maybe it's the fact that they're getting Bieber and he's getting closer. And I know it's just internal reports, but they seem to be pretty damn excited about him. I'm starting to look at this pitching rotation and thinking that nobody's going to want to play this team.
And you really could have had it where, you know, I go back to the top of the 7th inning and I think you're right. But I don't want to put it all on Bibee. Or, you know, you give up Taters, you give up Taters. So it's not like you're putting it all on him. And I don't want to even put it all on Vogt. Arias singles, and if he doesn't try to stretch that out, you got runners on first and third with one out on the road. You've tied it up. And it's like, man, you got a real good chance to take the lead here. And then you, I mean, there's still a runner on third, but then you got the problems there with two down. And it ends up, because they walk, didn't they walk Will Wilson after that? And then Bo Naylor flies out, and then that's the end of the inning. It's like, Gabe, I know, man, I know. It was seen as he was too lackadaisical last year. Now he's trying to play balls to the wall. So I got to take some of the good with the bad, but it's like, man, come on, man. That's short out there. Why were you thinking? Go ahead.
That's all right. Game two will be later tonight. I want to stay with baseball here. We'll get to the Knicks stuff in just a moment, but the hypothetical betting bug bit us in the ass again last night.
Uh-oh. Center field and deep. Doyle looking up. It is caught.
He caught it.
Ball game over. Ooh. The Gold Glover saves the night. And the Rockies, for just the second time this year, have won two in a row. And the first time in a long, long time, they guarantee themselves a series win.
First series victory of the season.
Okay, so who did it bite again?
Miami. Yeah,
I didn't take Miami. I took the Rockies. Because Owen tried to correct me, and I went, nah, I'll just take the Rockies because wins come in bunches.
I think I made it abundantly clear that I think I made it abundantly clear that I called it a guaranteed win for the Rockies. So not only were the people tweeting us not listening yesterday, our own producer, I don't think, was listening.
Because I am speaking for those who may have listened to our segment.
How did it bite the person?
I am speaking for those who may have listened to this segment and taken some betting tips, to say.
Okay, but if they would have taken the right betting tips, they would have won.
You didn't listen to the show, Mitch.
Yeah, Mitch, yesterday,
you didn't listen to the
I
segment.
Called it on two different occasions in two different
You're
segments.
You're completely wrong here.
A guaranteed Rockies win yesterday.
Courtesy of Rockies team.
I even broke down.
Courtesy of Mitch being wrong.
Even broke down the pitching assignments yesterday. I did that on the air for the Rockies and called it a guaranteed win.
Sometimes you just got to eat it, bud, and admit that you were wrong.
You know what? You know where else you were wrong? Thinking that we forgot about you being a closeted Yankees fan right now, because we know that you're a Yankees fan.
I did not care for last night's result.
Do you not own Yankees gear?
That's a taster's duo of wrong.
It's in the back of the closet somewhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
A Yankee fan.
You didn't expect me to burn dozens and dozens of dollars worth of merchandise?
I didn't expect you to burn
anything.
You spent
$40 to fold sweatpants.
Oh, what a great call
on
that.
And I'll do it every single time.
I just expect you to have some...
How do you spend $40?
Are unraveling right
now. I expect you to have some identity as a sports fan, and it seems like you're lost. I have no idea what you stand for on a given day, a given hour, a given minute.
Is he wearing them damn joggers again? Or those pants? What are you wearing?
They're pants. I mean, they're joggers, but I consider them pants.
You spending $40 a week?
Are you wearing joggers? They're pants. Well,
full
they're joggers.
Come on. No, there's joggers and there's pants. You're telling me you're spending $40 a week to have somebody fold your joggers?
Gladly.
You ain't got no sense.
Things aren't.
Ain't got no sense.
I'm sniffing out things there.
Judas Priest. I mean, I don't mean to go looking in your pockets, but my God. $40 a week to have someone fold, but basically
sweatpants.
And then
going, I can't waste dozens of dollars on my Yankees.
On my I can't set all that money I spent on fire.
Can I go to my other New York team story, please?
Yeah, why not?
We'll see. We'll see how you get through it. Yeah.
Well, yesterday's big story in the NBA yesterday. Tom Thibodeau out as Knicks head coach after five seasons, rocking the NBA world. Shams Charania on Pat McAfee show yesterday talking about what reportedly was maybe needed within the Knicks organization. According to the Knicks,
as soon as the Knicks season ended, they started meetings internally, and they believe the best path for this team to take the next step as an organization to win a championship is that they need a new voice. You know, this is a team that's gone from out of much contention at all. Then when Tom Thibodeau comes in, they become respectable again. I mean, I think everyone around the league is stunned. I mean, my phone is blowing up. They've been having meetings for the last 24 hours, and this is the decision they came with.
Well, this sounded familiar.
I don't mean to mishear Shams Charania right there, but respectable again. They are respectable. I mean, they did say this is the best run they've had in 25 years being a base or being a basketball team. I was surprised though, because I thought like Tom Thibodeau was only there for like a couple years. Tom Thibodeau has been there five seasons. So this is pretty normal in the NBA.
He was the going into last season, he was the sixth longest tenured coach in the NBA. They just do not stay very long in that league.
That fan base is insane. I mean, there is no understanding whatsoever. Like, when the Cavaliers, and this will be people calling us soft for it. You know, the Cavaliers, there's a little bit of understanding. We give it a little bit of time. And then every now and then we're going to take off the gloves and that's going to be it. But it's got to reach its pinnacle. With them, I was listening. I heard Pat Boyle on the way in. And he's based out of New York. But it's the biggest story. So it's a big thing nationally. And he's talking about the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau. And I mean, there's caller after caller talking about how terrible the roster is. And I didn't realize Greg Giannotti on WFAN called Carl Anthony Towns a loser yesterday. I mean, they want that guy out on the first thing smoking. These were the people who, after they beat the Celtics in the second round, they were celebrating in the street. You're shutting streets down in Times Square over them beating the Celtics in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Now the roster's terrible and Tom Thibodeau had to go. That's insane.
We have Giannotti yesterday on WFAN.
Oh, go ahead.
They waited and waited and waited to go all in on a couple of guys, and the biggest one being Karl Anthony Towns. And they went and they traded for him, and he's making $50 million a year. And at the core, he's a loser. That is their biggest problem. The guy is a loser. He's a losing player. He complains. He is soft. He is, up until this point in his career, a loser.
Do you have the Cavs losing the second round again next year will sound like that? With any players?
Yes.
It's interesting. Karl Anthony Towns averaged 25-12 in that series.
Damn.
He does commit a lot of bad fouls. He gets abused when players initiate against him on the perimeter. It's tough for him to even stay standing. He goes down so easily. But they also got to the Eastern Conference Finals. A big part of it, they
because
won't admit
of him.
It, is because of him.
So yes.
It is a tough thing. And I relate it to some of the issues. Like, the Cavs are as good as they are because of Darius Garland. Can they win in the playoffs with Darius Garland?
It's
a lot of players in the league where you could say this about.
Yeah, but I don't think Darius Garland is a loser. I think they're much better with Darius Garland.
He has not won in the playoffs.
The Knicks went out and it was a tough move. Like, they let go of Julius Randle and they brought in Karl Anthony Towns in a trade, and that was a tough move to make. A lot of people love Julius Randle, but man, they were rolling high on Karl Anthony Towns just 2 weeks ago and how great he was and how dominant he was. Yes.
I think Towns is being affected by the meme, by all the stuff that's going around and all the guys that. They talk to the Knicks fans outside of the Garden, and they're all doing the impression of him.
They're all mocking him. Yeah, it's weird to see a player on a winning team, a team getting to the Final Four.
I'll look it up.
Where their fans are just mocking him relentlessly.
I'd play it on the air, but it's a little
risque.
It's insensitive towards Carl.
That's pretty funny.
It's sensitive.
It's pretty funny.
I don't want to go that risque on things. So, yeah, whatever. That's fine.
That's it for about last night.
Oh, excellent. Well, you really know how to land that plane over there, don't you?
Shaky controls and all.
Shaky could listen to him.
Got to the ground.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.